Okay, maybe you're right.
We're going to come back in a forum where we're, whether that will be in writing or not. I mean, we're going to have a meeting with our association tomorrow again, and we'll see in what way we will respond. We will respond, but I feel that it's a little bit playing with words on your part, and after that I'll drop the issue, when you say that this is just some discussion point and this has nothing to do with the way NC is deemed wanted or whatever. I mean, this is obviously the viewpoint as where Mr. Jones is coming from that point. And, that's fine. That's your prerogative. And like I said, we'll address it with our association. We'll address it when the time is right.
I'll just point make one comment.
Point by point, so we can make some corrections.
And that's what we'll exactly do.
Because we want to know exactly
because
what
like
the concerns
like,
are.
We're returning to
you. Okay, thank you.
And just for the record, I mean, I'm not totally convinced it's the best interest of the district.
You're
and I'm on public record on it.
You're an 83-3
planner thing? Yes. A groundwater management plan. It's a two-edged sword for the district.
Because once it's in, you've got to live by it. And so it's disbanded.
It's just a hatchet for me.
Is this draft that came out, was it just put together after this big meeting that we had, or is it something that was already in place, ready to be put forward, and it was then thrown back into the door until we had this other meeting? The meeting where everybody was upset. Did you put it together after that meeting, or was it before?
Don't we have collective sample plans?
Right.
And an outline was put together, and based on that outline, the bulk of this draft.
Because it came out so quickly, as one of the descriptions I have. And I think some of us are looking at this whole thing very suspiciously, is that all of a sudden, within a week's time, we had this hundreds of pages of draft, and it was...
That's because there's other plans out there.
It's been in your door for a while, and you got the job the night that Mr. Simon and everybody was here and had a fit, so it got put away, and then all of a sudden, a week later, it got brought back out.
I didn't write it, so I don't know exactly the lineage of it, but I've seen other sample plans that came into this office that were mailed to us. It was the one with the light green cover.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's borrowed. It's drawn together. It's somewhat tailored for this area. It's really just a starting point. There's a lot of borrowed wording in it from other sample plans that exist in California.
It's out there for comment. Welcome your comment. I've got some back from the other county and a few other places, and some private developers have said they want to come on it. They hadn't had time. Fine. And put all your concerns down. List all those things, and we'll go chase them down for you.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Mr. Howdy from Department of Water Resources, his guidelines said specifically that there's nothing wrong with developing a plan before your resolution of intention. Once you adopt a resolution of intention, form an agency and adopt the plan, then you're on your two-year cycle, but you can still talk about it, you can still draft one, you can still work on it, it's just that you haven't entered your two-year time frame.
Yeah, the resolution intention, all that does is start a clock going for 2 years. Just like the city of Santa Maria passed a resolution intention, and they got a clock going for 2 years.
Right. Where they've got to get their plan adopted, or if they suffer the majority protest, and it goes down.
We're aware that you do this, but let's say that we were not under the impression after that one particular board meeting that that's what was decided. But is there indeed, could staff come up with all the codes, government code sections, copies, et cetera, et cetera?
Put down all the code sections and put on your concerns.
They're all on there. I mean, everything is in there.
Put it down in writing.
I'll rewrite every number in this here.
Why don't you do the whole thing at one time and give us all your concerns and everything else so we can put them down and go forward? Why dress one thing at a time? You know, I've been, it's like the county planning department. I had a gentleman go up to the county planning, in fact, he was here. He walked in and says, what I need is do this. He goes, it comes back. Well, now you need to do this. He goes back. He did that 5 times. Why go through that all that effort, though? Just 1 time is all that's needed.
It's very important to understand.
And then you're concerned about cost and everything else. You're just running the cost up.
Doug, what's the source of your information that they're requesting?
I mean, all of the...
Do you have the codes here?
Yeah, I think the water codes are here.
Yeah. If we don't have them, John has the code.
What, 10751, 752?
Well, I think that your water lawyer must have them. I mean, that would just be inconceivable to me that he would...
What they would have. About is that when we go from one draft to another draft, if things...
There's only one draft, though.
...change what is referred to, so it works so much better if we have addendums every time when a draft comes up.
This is the only draft that's out there.
I agree. I think they should be dated so that when an addendum comes out that you can take a look at one and know where it is. And,
you know what is thrown out and what is
oh, of course.
Right. So you have a trail going through the whole thing.
Exactly.
Well, my question was, is this information available to the public?
What, the code section?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Where?
Well, there's a law library in San Luis. There's a law library in Santa Maria. I don't know if we have the water code. Do you have the water codes here?
I have a section of the water code, abbreviated section.
Yeah, I would be glad to ship my codes down here. That's what it takes for a week, and you guys want to look through the codes and look at these code sections. That's fine with me.
You know, just this thing isn't going to be adopted unless there's consensus. I mean, everybody has to agree to it. 99% of this. I mean, if you don't, it's not going to work. And the object is to have it work for its business benefit. And you think that, you know, the district wearing a black hat, you know, I'm concerned about the thing in respect to the district. But there's a general benefit for all used on the mesa, on a groundwater basin. And we're just part of the users out there. There's many users out there, you know, pump more water than we do.
Our concern is that 99% might mean that 1% is people who use 50% of the water.
Well, that needs to be addressed.
Okay. Let's close that up. Did you want to respond?
No, I didn't say a word.
I was going to say it. Well, I'd like to let people talk.
Because
I don't like to
cut
people off.
Yeah, we're not in
class. I don't like to cut people off, and so I won't. But get your comments together, and we'll be glad to respond to them.
Okay.
We need to go to a closed session.
No, there's no item to necessary to defer closed session.
No? Okay. Good. I'll run through that. Okay, now let's have a very short discussion then about adjournment to January 24th.
Yeah, 23rd or 24th, either one.
There's a proposed agenda before us for just a special little study session. We could adjourn this meeting until next week just to discuss the water report, the boil report primarily. And, this acquisition of an additional well site. So that's going to be one of the primary, as you'll recall, boil report, 600 gallons a minute well we need, or somewhere along those lines. And we've got a couple of possibilities to discuss, apparently. So we want a short meeting. Anyone have a preference on a date during next week that would be
about Wednesday?
Better or worse?
Is Wednesday the 24th?
Yeah, Wednesday the 24th. I was just thinking Wednesday the 24th at 7, we just treat it like a regular meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk
that's
about
a good day for me.
And that's it.
But Bob, you and I have to get together prior to the meeting.
Oh, okay.
I'll visit with you.
Okay.
And right after this meeting, and we can set up a date.
You can work that out with staff maybe in the meeting time. Maybe if you do a meeting this Friday or something, you can come back on Monday, Tuesday if you have to. But January 24th, I'm hearing. Is that okay for everybody?
Yeah. You're 7 o'clock?
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming tonight. We're going to adjourn this meeting to the January 24th the study session, 7 p.m., and we'll see some of you there. Thank you for coming tonight. Thank you. If we could push it quickly and get it like that, I think it would give us an option. Then we could put the building either one or two places if we wanted to. You know, we wouldn't have to demolish the other building.
Would it be ethical for the district to acquire that property in hopes of making money off of it in the future?
Impossible.
There's no restriction to that, that I know. But you can acquire a piece of property for certain purposes and then decide later on that you're not going to use it and sell off at market price.
Because that's the only reason to do that, in my mind.
Otherwise,
the district should just...
Actually, there are some restrictions that on investments. And typically, they have to be approved by the county auditor. It's right in our enabling statutes. As far as that's why we have the LAIF and the county pooling for investing our money.
That's why we're nonprofit.
Right. There are special districts, along with most government agencies, are bound to very, what you would call very restricted, conservative type investments.
Yeah,
as far
this would be an exchange.
I believe Director Mendoza's comment was, can you invest in real property as far as speculating to make a profit for the district? I believe that was the tenor of the question.
Yeah, what I'm trying to get at is, to me, the only reason to acquire that property is because there's value in it.
Well, there's, you know, initially there was the thought of relocating the office there so we had better access off of Test Street, more exposure, better circulation possibly.
Yeah.
The county master plan says that property and our property is future public service buildings would go in, and so it would kind of blend in together in the concept of doing that. And that's where we initially started off. It's not a necessary investment, investment in the community, basically, of putting a structure there, better service to the community. Just going out and acquiring it for speculation purposes, that's another thing. If you acquire it, you know, and change your plans or something and want to dispose of it because it's no longer needed, it's another thing.
I just saw some better location. Maybe business say what's in three things you need, location.
Yeah, I'm still picking up $100,000 worth of water bill stuff for over 5 years. It ultimately comes back to the residents and additional costs.
Yeah, but what's your capital asset going to be worth 20 years down the road? Is a building here going to be worth as much as a building over there? Or, you know, what's the long-term thing going to be?
Well, that's fine.
That's what you're looking at because they
must be here in the next 5 or 10 years. We're going to sell something worth $100,000 and that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Just throw it out there. Do what you want.
I mean, I like to. You know,
that's just the way I think. I mean, that's.
I'm
sorry, but that's what I look at.
That's another way to look at it. When you're an investor.
Well.
Got that Wall Street attitude.
I just think it's better to have an office over on Tenth Street than it is right here. I'm not real keen on this location here. I don't like this building particularly either, but
I think the only way to look at it is if you think it's a better location for the community as a whole.
Yeah, I think
it's more accessible and that type of thing. But as far as I don't see where Napomo's going to skyrocket in prices here.
No, I hate to break anybody's heart, but NCSD is not really a big public draw.
No, it's just more accessible.
People aren't rushing in here to say hi and take courses and visit. And,
well,
they just want to pay the bill and leave.
Yeah.
You know?
The object when it first came
up is location and the structure and servicing the community and not an investment in some property. And there's a very economical way of acquiring a property over a period of time of pumping wholesale and selling retail.
There you go. Yeah, the county had a concept, kind of like a preliminary concept in their plan that showed, out there on TEF was part of what they called the community center or something like that. And it would be attached by breezeways or whatever to the NCSD area and possibly another building, kind of like a triangular arrangement. And, an integrated parking area.
But they don't even send us any property tax to help us out with that. So.
Yeah, right. And we thought that, originally, 6 months ago or more, Doug and I went to the county with that proposition to try to get that piece. We thought that if you're going to build three buildings in that area and they're all going to be integrated visually, and we're ready to go now, why not put the first one out there by TEF and make it a nice looking building and have that be the first cog in the wheel, first cog in the gear? I sensed opposition at that time. Now that Doug has had subsequent conversation, it sounds like they're ready to do a deal for water.
It would enhance the downtown area to have a new building down there.
Yeah.
If we build our building right where the old one is, it can be integrated into whatever the county does. It's not going to be far away. It's just we take the back aspect first and then build around the front.
I think the county's
going to
do something.
It's going to
be a long time for it.
I just say I saw it on paper. Anyone else have comments or questions? Let's not do a straw vote because I hate those. But what about the location, just real briefly? I don't have any problem with building a building right where the old one sits. I'm almost ambivalent at this point, though, because I can see pluses and minuses to both. So I'm going to ride the fence. That's my duty.
Yeah.
My inclination is just to reduce headaches, level that one, put the new one right where we own property currently. Any others have feelings on it?
I'd kind of like to hear, just see what kind of negotiating they would do.
You want to visit again with the company?
Yeah. Just one visit shop. See what they have.
You get a one-visit shot already. It's not going to be a one-visit shot.
No, the economics have changed. Things have changed.
It doesn't.
Unfortunately, I went to a seminar yesterday. It was all on the...
Unfortunately.
It really is unfortunate.
And this was bad news.
Was on forecast for Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo County. Economic forecasting.
What in a nutshell did this say? And try to relate it to this subject.
It says the low-income jobs have increased and are continuing to increase. Farm jobs are increasing. In my field, they know that farming has increased as far as their economics. So they've increased their workforces. The high-paying jobs, anything over $12,000 or so a year, it's just terrible. They're decreasing in both counties. They've decreased more in Santa Barbara even than in this area. And this is done by UCSB. Is who put on the who did the survey.
So we're in a wasteland. Next subject.
We're not a wasteland.
No.
We're in an area that needs a change in leadership and direction.
Yeah.
we've got a bunch of people that are no growth, no commercial, no anything, and you pay a price for that. There's a lot of people that would like to invest in the commercial part of the area, and they're just either they're told no or they string it out so long that people just go someplace else. The mall in San Luis was a good thing. Most towns pay people to build malls. They wanted the guy to put up, I don't know, $2 or $3 million and made it so difficult for him, he just quit.
Well, the biggest thing you think close to this area is a supermarket.
And then they wanted them to build a freeway interchange to put it in. I mean, you go from ridiculous to stupidity, and it's all in the leadership in this county. Until that changes, not much is going to change.
I see a supervisorial run.
I don't want to say that, but I do want to submit this to the Adobe Press, and I've got something else going in a couple of the other local papers, and that I think a change in direction in this county and the leadership has to change. My daughters are working out of this community because there's no jobs here, and it's either one of two things. You're either going to have jobs and the business pick up the taxes, or they're going to raise personal taxes on the property owner. I mean, it's one or the other. You need schools in this area, and people aren't going to vote for it because it's mostly an older population. So if you don't have some kind of commercial industry, you know.
They said that you think our schools are overcrowded now. Wait a couple of years.
Right.
Really think
I mean, this is not for the press, but I had a $5 million project on my piece of property that would have made the county a hell of a lot of money and created a lot of taxes and a lot of revenue. And they just looked at me like I was crazy. So the same development goes to Santa Barbara County, and Santa Barbara County is going to get at least $1,000 a day on bed tax. That doesn't make much sense to me, but that's the kind of game these people
are. So much for that.
I think we've kind of
I
think we kind of deviated a little bit.
But right, we need to put it
back around. Okay.
The whole future of this community is integrated. I mean,
does the board wish us to have to revisit the county one more time and come back on February 7th with a yay or nay on it, or just go with the present concept?
Is it gonna hurt our topographic arrangement here?
Well, that's a sunk cost.
Okay. Anybody? I don't have problems with them trying one more at the county. Just to hear their offer, get it written down.
Other than that, it might be just a big waste of good time. You know, I mean, we've done it once, and we didn't get any place.
And if
they said, yes, we'll give you a better deal, we'll give it to you for $95,000 worth of water, it really, truly wouldn't be worth it, in my opinion. I think it's just a big waste of time. But you can't afford waste.
Why not?
I think it sounds to me like the proposal they made to you, the previous one, was how to constrain the tax that they wanted some say into what happened to that property.
Well, they're talking about recreation concepts and everything else.
They wanted the district to do that.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, we don't have that power where before we had it, I think.
They wanted a big bus to go with it, too.
Well, a swimming pool and a bunch of other things, recreational center, and the question is, well, fine, is the county going to provide funding for something like that? It says no. Well, no. Well, if you don't provide funding, how do you expect us to do it?
That's part of the reason we dropped out on our conversations with it, because it had other conditions with it.
Yeah.
But they, at that time, had expressed an interest in us building a few extra offices. We had a solicitation from the post office. Put another post office in here. We had from the sheriff's department, telecommunications center. I mean, there was four or five interests that the county was.
Yeah, they were going to have a school, a computer school of some kind, as I recall.
Right.
Yeah.
And they all wanted us to encompass this into our building. So at that point, I felt,
and you get the
get it. We'll build where we're at and build what we need, and they can build around us. Is the way I felt about it at that point. Now. There's something drastically changed since then.
Well, the gentleman from, you know, General Services, you know, said if you want to go ahead and swap, we're very willing to go. And I don't know if the board wants to investigate that or not.
It's
tell them we're ready to build a building. If they want to go with no restrictions, if they would like to have it there, or it would be our advantage to have it there, you know, it won't hurt to ask. I think a Test Street address is better. If you're going to drive downtown to pay your bills, it's better just to do it on Test Street than it is to hunt for this place. You know.
Mail it in.
There you go.
What's the board's pleasure?
Okay. Alex, did you have any feelings? You already spoke your mind.
Did you want to say anything else?
Give it up to Doug. Okay, so
if the board wants to go that up, I can contact the architect and say, just hold off. It's probably late. Time is not that essential. 3 weeks until we get a determination from the county. We have maybe $600 expenditure in a TOEFL survey, which is a phenomenal amount. And that would be the only thing that would be out if you didn't lose the site. But even if you didn't use the site, you at least have a topographic survey of the site that could be used at a further date.
Yeah. What's the absolute best thing that you can envision the county ever offering us on this? I know it's asking you to predict the future.
They were looking for water for the regional park in exchange for the property.
And that is worth $20,000 a year, you say?
Well, I have to go back and revisit it.
And even if it's 4 years, it's $80,000. Even at $80,000, I'm not for it.
Well, yeah, but the thing we're looking at, we're looking at retail versus wholesale. But still, you're looking at cash flow.
Plus, you're going to save $30,000. You don't have to demolish that building.
Yeah, well, we're doing a. Yeah, you got that $30,000.
See. If the the asset is there and it holds its value, if you can acquire it at retail on wholesale and sell retail, there is an asset.
Okay. So, okay, I say I don't see a big problem with you negotiating with them one more time. Call them or something. Spend less than 30 minutes on it. We'll make a decision next time. Since it appears we're pretty much split on this issue, I don't want to say do one thing or the other.
Okay. On the Test Street overpass, they anticipate the opening the area up probably latter part next month. There's a final air valve needs to be put in there, and that should be completed fairly rapidly. You have the second quarter operational report, which shows our production year-to-date, consumption year-to-date, and new services. We've had 18 new services in the water department and about 33 in the sewer department, and shows consumption in different areas. In the Black Lake area, that there's quite an unaccountable water supply we're going to go through. We have about 75 meters out there that read in gallons instead of cubic feet, and we'll be changing those out hopefully by in a week or two and put them all in cubic feet so that we figure maybe there might be a glitch in the computer program in totalization on a monthly basis, because the unaccountable water source percentage is quite high in that area. And then we have a California Special District Association legislative update that is for the board's review. Also, there's attaches the California Constitution Revision Commission's summary of their hearing process. And also, there's a notice of some meetings if any of the board members so desire to go to those commission hearings. We received a notice of commencement of construction of the state water line through the Como. And as you can probably aware, if you've driven downtown, there's pipe laying all over the place. So, and that's all I have, Mr. President.
All right. Thank you for the report. Item number 11 is director's comments. I'd like to say thanks, Cindy, for cleaning up my article a little bit. Mike called me and said he got it at least. Title's better, and it's got some much-needed paragraph breaks now. Okay. I just have a tendency to write long paragraphs. And I don't write like a newspaper writer. I mean, I write like a storyteller.
And any other comments by directors?
Okay, public comments or questions? Yes, Mr. Dobie.
First of all, maybe just one of curiosity, Mr. Jones said the Chamber of Commerce for the local presentation asked him for a presentation, and like who asked for, were, is it more like a public policy, a per policy of the NCSD to get the message out?
No, I was approached by the Chamber to speak.
We're members of the Chamber now.
Excuse me?
We're members of the Chamber now.
I understand. One of my employees is in the Board of Directors. In other words, we're being asked. That's just a side point. On the Groundwater Management Agency, just a few comments on the sites that I think we have a great deal of comment on it, but rereading it and rereading it again, the more we seem to be getting input from our side, the more scary it becomes and the more convinced we become that what we were initially afraid of, that that's basically going to happen in there. And just like to highlight a few things, and then I'll leave some comments for later. Very interesting with definitions and all kinds of things how they're being handled. And one of them, for example, dealing with exports, the way the definition here is with exports is the way it's quite different the way exports are normally handled. Because also when you're talking from dry, from wet areas within a planning area to a dry area, that's also considered export. And looks like that. The way this is written, this is an ideal way to prescript water rights that NCSD currently doesn't have into the plan. And that's very scary because that would put them at a higher level of rights than they currently have. And reading through some of the things it's referring to, a number of things, we'd like to ask the staff to get a copy of any and all things the draft is referring to when it's talking about code section 61,000, water board, etc., etc. I would appreciate if we can get full copies of that so that we know what is being referred to and if any draft is being revised and anything that revised that there's going to be an addendum to it so that there is a good track record whenever something is being referred to in a new situation. Because I think with these things, it's always very difficult to keep track of. But like I say, it's, the more we read it from our organization, the more convinced we are that it was initially such a good idea to wait for the DWR report and not put the cart before the horse and spend a lot of time and effort and money on something that is, in our view at this point, still a very clearly taking of water rights. And maybe as, I don't know how far the NCSD staff or board is up to date on these things, and it might very well be, but otherwise it might be very educational, as it was for us, to check into other adjudications and to check into the litigation costs that have been involved and in the situation of Goleta Water District when the eventual judgment came down that the board was ordered to reimburse the litigants, and whether the board is indeed aware of that, because if and when that happens, and that in my mind is not a very unlikely scenario at this point, then the NCSD users now and in the future will be saddled with gigantic bills. And that is something that, that has happened with the Toledo Water District.
If an adjudication occurs, you're talking about in the case of an adjudication.
And one of the things that, that the board and staff are no doubt aware of, or maybe they're not, but if and when adjudication or it would be filed for that by a party, then at that particular moment, that date will start to clock on whether there is an overdraft or not. And that's why we like the DWR report and see more studies. But at the moment,
the filing of an adjudication doesn't start the clock on whether there's an overdraft or not.
No, but it will, overdraft will start the clock in terms condition. Of that date will be the determining factor of whether there was an overdraft situation according to Superior Court's interpretation of overdraft, whether there was an overdraft at that particular moment, yes or no. And like I said, I think that, that it, it is, was very educational for us to see how all these things, and not just Leo Webster's other ones as well, how these things go in the gigantic cost, even though the cost of this, we put some numbers on a piece of paper. If something like this would go ahead and those numbers of something like this going through the potential, like right now, scare me more than the adjudication.
Thanks for respond.
I see that the other way. The adjudication, I think, is scarier and a lot more costly than this.
Right.
A lot more costly.
Mojave Water Agency just finished up the adjudication of their basin after 25, 30 years, and millions of dollars. I don't know. Is it $5 million?
Okay. I think that what we're saying is that we look at the cost of this, and we look at the $5 million, and the cost.
Well, I don't know what the millions. I just know it's millions of dollars.
Okay, well, you understand what.
Okay,
saying.
A groundwater management agency formed, and the basin agreeable of using groundwater resources is much more economical, and you accomplish the same result as adjudication of the basin.
What I'm really worried about is if this path, I'd rather spend the $5 or $10 million.
Well, that's why, right on the top, the first word on the first page, look at it. It says draft.
No, I understand.
Okay, and we'll welcome your comments. If you've got certain fears, we need to address them.
We're waiting for the DWR report.
Well, all the DWR report is going to say is you're in an overdraft, not overdraft situation. And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't make any difference. The groundwater basin agency should be formed to protect the basin for all users, whether you're overdraft or non-overdraft.
Obviously, that comes back to our premise we discussed before. Why spend money on building greenhouses for typhoons before you really know whether you're going to have typhoons in this area or not? Let's first meet with the DWR report, see what the situation is, and I think there needs to be done.
That's my whole point, by forming an agency, you prevent the typhoon from coming in.
We started talking about these things, and it's like we talked to legal counsel on numerous of these things. The wording of these things can be.
Who's your legal counsel?
We talked to several different.
Well, I'd be happy to share my information with him if you would give me his name.
We'll take you up on that.
I think here that we should get together, Case, and you want some information. John wants some information, but you don't want to give any information. Every time I've attended a meeting with you in attendance, I hear the same damn story. I hear nothing new. I hear the same thing over again, sometimes with different verbiage. But I don't hear anything of really substance.
Well, Mr. Simon, the thing is what we thought, and it's maybe not new to you, but when we were here at the meeting, it is still, and I'll come back and I'll revisit it at one board meeting one more time. we were under the distinct impression that something like this and the subsequent detailed look at it was not going to happen until the DWR report. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. And our concerns that we had at the time are, and it's like, we'll be perfectly willing, and like I said, this is probably not the forum to do it, we'll be perfectly willing to go through the reams of notes and comments we have on this. There's not just a few areas where we've got big concerns. There's an enormous area of big concerns. This is exactly confirming our concerns in a lot of areas. So in that sense, this is nothing new for us either.
Well, why don't you put down your concerns in writing so we can address them? We're up here in the clouds with concerns.
And I might remind you from that draft report, you folks asked for it. You asked for us, and staff went to work and put together a draft report and handed it to you at your folks' request.
It's something to talk
about. And you're for life, I mean, I hate to be a lawyer interjecting something into here, but I was at the meeting when you folks requested a draft to look at. And staff went to work at your request and put together a draft. I find it a little hard to accept criticism of us preparing a draft when you folks requested it.
Well, it's clearly they want us to wait.
Yeah, I understand that part. I'm not being critical of that. I'm just being critical of
it. But the DWR report is going to say what these other reports have said.
It's maybe Mr. Seitz that we were vainly hoping that when a draft would come out, that we would not be getting our concerns confirmed.
Okay, I just wanted to point out the history of that.
What happened, because we were indeed afraid that we would be maybe going round and round. And this is not going round and round. This is exactly confirming our enormous concerns at this particular point.
Let me point out something.
We want to know what your specific.
I would be happy to discuss your concerns, review your concerns, talk with your lawyers, try and figure out what they are so that the district could respond to them. But I just want to come back to a circle here to the beginning. That draft report came out at your request. It is a draft report. Everybody wanted something to look at to see what one would look like. Staff put one together. We don't claim it to be perfect. We don't even claim that it's something that ought to be enacted. We put out a draft report at your request that has all the items in there that are typically addressed in the codes regarding an AB 3030 district. It is a discussion item. If you take the position that is the district's position as to what will be enacted, then you're misguided in your comments, because that was not the intent of putting that out. The intent of putting that out was to get the response from the community that you requested. And so it's kind of hard for me as staff, who is obligated to participate in a response to your stuff.